This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Welcome to the Buffalo Happy Hour. My name is Derek, that is Mike, and today we are doing Flavier's Advent Whiskey Calendar, Day 17.
What is the color of this?
It's dark, dude. I think next year when we eventually do this, whether it's Flavier or something else, we need to plan this a little bit better, because getting this box on December 1st and having to batch record all of these into four different sessions
is amazing.
It's so fun, and I do
it's
really...
It's so us.
Yeah. After this is done, like in the week between... Christmas and New Year's, we'll release an episode of kind of just our overall thoughts on this whole process. So if you're interested in that, make sure you subscribe and follow us. It's going to be interesting to talk about what you think the value of this is, because so far I'm really liking what this is.
I love this, dude. This is so worth it.
This is really fun. Okay, so right off the bat, we're doing this all blind. This is dark. This is a dark copper penny.
Yeah.
Immediately, this makes me think that it's probably a Kentucky or like some sort of American whiskey.
Or it's aged appropriately.
Yeah, right.
So, we'll see.
All right, nose. Kentucky. I'm calling Kentucky off right off rip. I'm getting that splintered wood, and I associate that splintered wood with Kentucky. Every time I say that, though, I, like, put my reputation on the line, or, like, my credibility on the line, because I've said for so long that Kentucky whiskey smells similar. I'm getting a Kentucky note here.
You know what I'm getting? I'm getting...
Yep.
I'm getting what I got with the last Bottled and Bond. So
a
from
wheat?
From a proof standpoint.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm thinking this is 95 to 100 proof.
Do you think this is a Bottled and Bond? Are you going to go that far and say that?
This might be Bottled and Bond.
What do you think this is? What type of whiskey?
I'm just gonna call it. I'm gonna say it's 100 proof. I've had enough. I've had enough of them. I'm gonna say that's 100 proof.
Okay. What type of whiskey? Because I've had enough of this type of whiskey to know.
I'm getting malted barley.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm getting
rye and malted barley so far.
I'm getting 74% corn. This 20% rye and the rest malted barley. I don't know the math, but like the typical MGP mash bill, that's 74% corn.
Sure.
I think the rest of it is 74%,
yeah,
then 20% rye, and then 6% malted barley.
This reminds me of a McKenzie's from a nose perspective. I'm rating this a B- for the nose.
Yeah, I get what you're saying with the McKenzie's, but I think that there's this overwhelming Kentucky influence that is that splintered wood that's just like McKenzie's. In my opinion, is better crafted than... Not better. I shouldn't say that. It's different. New York whiskey is different from Kentucky whiskey.
Oh, for sure.
And I'm getting a lot of Kentucky influence on this.
Where do you rate the nose?
Because I've had it so many times before, I'm just going solid C.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. C.
Well, you can say your own, and then we do the average of that. That's how this works, bro.
So check. No, I'm just kidding. I'm a B minus.
Okay. So C and a B minus will go C plus. That's how that works.
All right.
C plus check.
That's got to be 100 proof, dude. That's got to be 100 proof. I'm so confident in that. It's absurd. It's absurd.
You're getting a lot of caramel.
Yes, a lot of honey.
I am very...
Wood sugar, again, Kentucky.
That sip is bringing me to Kentucky.
Yes, I'm down for Kentucky.
I mean...
I'm with you.
I'm never down for Kentucky, but
No, I'm
down
saying. With agreeing with you that it's Kentucky. A lot of toffee, there's some butterscotch. There's wood sugar, there's splintered wood. There's
the wood from the ice cream cup. When you're done eating the ice cream and then you're gnawing on that spoon, that wooden spoon, that's in there. That's one of Derek's favorites.
Yeah.
Touch of hay. There's some corn.
I think this is more than 100 proof. I'm going 105 on this.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah, I think, honestly, if I'm going to get even deeper into this, I think that this is probably going to be some sort of single barrel or like...
Cask
strength bourbon. That's what I think. Because this has... A very a lot of times Kentucky whiskey, like, it has a lingering ethanol note, but a lot of that ethanol note from regular Kentucky whiskey is housed in your mouth, and it just stays there and kind of evaporates. Mm. When you get into the higher proof Kentucky whiskey and single barrels and some of the cask strength, I feel that in the back of my nose, and that's what I'm getting here.
I'm not changing.
No?
I'm not changing.
So I think this is going to be a typical 74, 25, or whatever, 20% and then 6% mash bill from Kentucky or MGP or something like that. That tastes all similar.
Initial taste.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
Reading.
This is my least favorite initial taste because I've had it so many times. So I'm going C- here.
C-? Any note.
Again, I've had this so many times before. Give me a second before I say this, because I don't think so far, is there anything in this tasting profile that is different than other Kentucky whiskeys you've had? This could not be Kentucky, and you and I are kind of like pigeonholing ourselves in Kentucky, but I'm not tasting anything that would give me otherwise.
Nope. If it's outside of Kentucky, that means a master distiller from Kentucky went to a different state and just took his recipes and then still worked at MGP. That's like...
This is very typical. So, and you know what? I'm still going to go C-.
C-.
I'm not a fan of this product.
Final rating. Give me the countdown.
3, 2, 1.
75. Okay, 72.5.
Okay, good. All right, so what is this?
Start with proof.
I didn't turn the page yet. Proof actually says it on the thing.
I don't care. I didn't look.
50, it's 100.
Yes, right. Dude. I knew that. I knew it, bro. Wicked Witch of the East, bro. Where are we?
Dude, we are so spot.
Let's go, dude.
My favorite part of this whole thing, I'm selfish, okay? The only reason why I did this whole calendar is so I can prove to all of you that Kentucky tastes the same. Because Kentucky always tastes the same.
Well, so read
I don't know why all of you like Kentucky so much. This is the same. This is New Riff, by the way.
Oh, goodness.
Kentucky. Attention, passion passengers. Prepare for another delicious descent into Kentucky. Welcome to Newport, a lively destination that is part of the legendary bourbon state, yet carries a unique rhythm of innovation. Home to New Riff Distilling, Newport captures the essence of a bold new era of whiskey making. New Riff plays on its own melody of tradition, creating their malted rye. So this is a malted rye product.
Interesting. So not bottled and bond.
Well, that wouldn't matter, but no, it's not the 74.
But it's not a bottled and bond.
It was, yeah. Whiskey making. New Riff plays on its own melody, tradition, malted rye whiskey. Our whiskey sampling of the day is 100% malted rye. So
that's
literally
100%
malted rye.
Okay.
Aging to perfection and delivering your glass with chill filtration, your flight crew invites you to savor this rich, malty expression of New Rich's pioneering experience. So this is New Rich malted rye Kentucky straight whiskey, 50% 100 proof, made 100% of malted rye grain.
And there you have it. There you have it. More proof in the pudding.
But that is even more...
So I guess what we're saying is drink Chinese. No, I'm just kidding. Right. I just...
Support the CCP.
I just...
What's interesting about this product is that, like, for the longest time, I've said a lot that... You and I have said a lot together that Kentucky bourbon tastes the same.
Yeah.
Yet this isn't a Kentucky bourbon. This is a Kentucky malted rye. So it's something that you still don't see often enough, and you're still picking up the same exact profile, except a little bit more of a maltedness that you picked up. You picked up on the barley right away. I think that that is, again, if you like Kentucky whiskey and you like that flavor profile, all means to you. I completely support you in that experience because we're all drinking the same juice. But at the end of the day, if the malted rye, the bourbon, the rye, the wheat, all of this coming from Kentucky has that same tasting profile, you're doing yourself a disservice of strictly sticking to this area of the United States that all tastes very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I hope, like, I've gathered from this. Like, I've always said this from the beginning. We've always said this from the beginning. And this is more assurance that, like, our hypothesis are right in this whole thing. But, like, for you guys, if you only drank Kentucky whiskey, just get outside of your comfort zone because there's so much good brown juice that exists outside of the bourbon capital of the world. I know that's going to make people mad, but, like, this isn't anything to ride home about, dude.
Explore. That's all we can recommend. Explore. Go to different regions. Go to different states. Go to different distilleries. Just explore whiskey. And you will be pleasantly surprised in what you find if you leave the state of Kentucky. But guys and girls, please show up.
Try a little bit of that again and tell me you don't taste a lot of rye. Because now that you like, we talked during the last like five episodes about the placebo effect. And if you said this 100% malted rye, this would have changed our review. Now that you've had that and I've told you that this is malted rye, you can taste that that maltedness.
The butter.
But instead of saying barley, you're saying rye.
Yeah.
This is 100% rye.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
like,
it makes sense. But
during your review, you're not making that call.
No.
If it's blind.
No.
Because it all tastes like Kentucky.
Yes. Buy the calendar, drink the juice.
Boycott Kentucky.
Explore the world. Listen,
support
everybody.
The CCP.
Yeah! Thank you so much for joining us on this review. It's been wild. This was day 18.
Yeah.
So 18 to 24, we got a little bit more to go. We're excited for it. We're nearing the home stretch, so if you've been interested in this, please like, comment, and subscribe for more content. But as we say here, as always,
drink responsibly, be a good person, and Michael,
do not litter.
We're out.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.